Remember, if you bought a house anywhere but Santa Barbara, you didn't pay enough. Joining me now is someone who's retired, but yet he's willing to spend the time to talk to us in Santa Barbara. He was in Santa Barbara, the Santa Barbara City Arborist, for about, what was your tenure? Dan Condon, what were you here for, like 60 years?
I'm only 65, so yeah, I guess I started when I was 5 years old. No, I was there for 23 years.
And in 23 years as the city arborist?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the longest tenure of anybody?
Gosh, I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, I think there's maybe a few park superintendents. No, you know, a lot of the city, maybe it's one of the longer ones for a city arborist.
For city arborist. So you would say you put, in 23 years, you put down roots in the community. Would you say that as a city arborist?
Absolutely. And that used to be a slogan of Santa Barbara Beautiful 30 years ago as their major fundraising slogan. Do you want to put down roots in Santa Barbara? Make a donation to Santa Barbara Beautiful.
I like it. So 23 years reign as city arborist ended when?
August of 2002.
And were you fired?
No. I guess I'd say I was encouraged to either do things a little differently or find a different, go down the road. I wasn't fired, but I was nudged a little bit.
Well, you know, Dan, I was completely just saying something silly and trying to be funny. And but I'm glad that's nice of you to share it, because I was just wondering, I mean, people think a city arborist... you were on the program a year ago, and I remember you were talking. I mean, so there are, you wouldn't think of it as a political position, but what makes it, I guess it is a political position.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, it's primarily a technical position, but, you know, you need a lot of technical knowledge to be good at the job, but it's really a public contact job. You have to deal as much with all of the residents and taxpayers, the people in Santa Barbara, as you do with the trees, and that's why sometimes it can get
political. You know. It could get political. Some people are going to support decisions the city arborists make, and some people are going to be unhappy.
Exactly, just like any other.
What kind of decisions could a city arborist make that would be controversial?
Well, probably most often would be the decisions regarding tree removal. Or not to remove a tree. I mean, you get people that want trees removed and people that don't, and for all sorts of reasons. So you have to, in fact, the city has a whole process with an advisory committee of experts and a city park commission to help mediate those kind of disagreements or disputes when they come up. But, you know, day to day, it's 100 little decisions about how to prune which trees, and you manage a dozen employees, or now I guess it's down to about 6 employees in the forestry division. But nonetheless, you have to manage the trees and the people.
And when you talk about to remove or not to remove, and then you added to prune or not to prune, that is the question. Well, what is that from? Is that Shakespeare? And so the people call you the bard, right? So
to be or not to be, that is the question.
Oh, that is to be
or not a tree. Yeah.
is that referring to trees on public land or private land or both?
Well, actually, both. Primarily public trees, you know, in the parkway and the public parks and public open spaces. But the city does have a tree preservation ordinance that pertains to trees in front yards only, front yard zoning setback portions of residential properties. And to technically to remove those trees, if they're alive and healthy and over 4 inches in diameter, does require approval from the city. Some folks don't know that and don't bother to get it, but that is an ordinance that the city has. And actually, they tried pretty well to enforce it. They're more active than they were when I was there trying to enforce that. You can imagine that can get real controversial when you have to start talking to folks about removing or not removing trees on their property that they pay taxes for, and they may consider it a big nuisance tree for one reason or another and want to remove it. And the city may look at the matter a little differently and say, well, you know, that's an unusual type of tree, and we'd rather you not remove it. Why don't you try this out or the other thing? So they do need a a commission, a tree advisory committee, to help sometimes to mediate those sorts of differences.
You know, it's I'm talking with Dan Condon, a retired Santa Barbara City Arborist, 23 years, worked until 2002. And that is, I can see the controversy there. And I, on the one hand, you want to say, you know, trees are so beautiful. They make the city, they make the landscape. And then when you buy a house and you have a tree in your own front yard, and let's say it's a dirty tree, it's blocking the sun, my house is dark, it's blocking the ocean view. You can have a lot of reasons why this tree is just not helping the value of your house and the enjoyment of your house. You bought the house, you're paying taxes on the house. So what you're saying, when you, during your tenure, that was not something that you actively pursued, or?
Well, no, I did. I had to, because it is a city ordinance, part of the municipal code. It was then, it is now. And it's been revised and strengthened a little bit as far as what the automatic fines are for first and second and third violations and things like that. I didn't ignore it, but I don't know. I guess I had my hands full dealing with all the public trees, and or felt that I did. And you know, we did pass judgment many times on the front yard trees. But I would say back then, and still I expect, I don't know this for a fact because I haven't worked there for 12 years, but the Park Commission, the Tree Advisory Committee, they're certainly more amenable or more lenient to allowing private trees to be removed, unless there's some real compelling reason why it's benefiting the whole neighborhood, or you know, which might override in the city's mind, the Park Commission, the staff there, might override the feeling of the homeowner because the trees produces too much litter. Views are a major issue. I know that in Santa Barbara. I know they're a major issue in the real estate. You know, one tree obscuring one, you know, prize view can be a real bone of contention and between property owners. And so you do get into a lot of situations that can become political, or if not political, at least they require tact. And you know, that's how I always tried to deal with it, in a tactful manner, negotiating between homeowners and trying to convince homeowners when and why I thought they should not remove a front yard tree you know, but it's, to make a long story short, it is a part of the ordinance that has to be enforced, and I did it, and I think they're doing a little more, you know, judicious job now of trying to enforce that.
Oh, they're doing more of a judicious job, but I thought you said also maybe they're a little more lenient in some respect. What did you mean by that?
No, I was. During the years I worked.
Oh, okay.
I felt that was a little more.
Oh, that's just right. And I think you actually said they strengthened it. They made it more so not that you could quote today's fines, but what if someone just took out a tree and the city is not going to be aware that the tree came down unless maybe a neighbor complains? So what if a neighbor complains that a tree came down with that, and the owner goes, oh, geez, I didn't know, I had to ask permission.
And that does happen.
Then what are the consequences?
Well, you know, it depends on there is a fine now. The tree service, as well as the property owner, I think, can both be subject to the fine. It's not huge for a first-time offense. I don't know if it's a couple $100 or whatever, and the property owner might consider it easier to just pay the fine than have to go through the review process to try and get permission to remove it. But, you know, I would try to, whenever possible, convince property owners that, okay, look, here's a really important, here are the reasons this tree is really of value, not only to you, but your neighbors and perhaps the whole neighborhood. And you could, here's some other options, maybe ways you could prune the trees, things you could do that might mitigate the, let's say, the view blockage without, you know, totally. I used to say people, some of the folks up on the Mesa where they have a lot of fog, you know, and a lot of homes on the hills, and they want a clear, unobstructed view of the fog for about 300 days of the year. you just don't always have that be cleared. But there are those days when you have a million-dollar view and you'd like to have every inch of it. But,
and so were you successful sometimes in explaining to people how they could, you know, not necessarily need to? But the other option, as you said, ask for forgiveness rather than for permission to deal with the consequences. Wasn't there a TV show, Trees or Consequences?
Was it? No, it's truth. That's
truth or consequence.
I,
oh, I'm sorry.
I did negotiate, actually, in a lot of cases where someone said they didn't know and probably didn't that there was such an ordinance, and they removed the tree, and, you know, it was no great loss to the entire neighborhood, but maybe a neighbor did complain about it. But then in those cases, I would try to convince that property owner, okay, how about you plant a new tree, or better yet, how about you make a donation to Santa Barbara Beautiful for maybe a couple $100, and I'll plant some trees, the city will plant some trees in the parkway, and, you know, the out in front along the street to compensate for that. And so, you know, there's different ways to handle it, but and, you know, most people don't want to run afoul of the city ordinances. If they know that there's such, and the city has made a pretty good effort over the last, gosh, at least 15 years, last few years I was there, and ever since, I think, to educate, and let people know. They've sent notices out with water bills, and they've had public service announcements and things, so that people know that, yeah, there is such an ordinance here in Santa Barbara. Particularly try to notify all the tree companies and the gardening service.
Is there any liability to the tree company?
There is. There are a few tree companies that have tried to challenge this law and this ordinance, because they just on behalf of their customers, and they don't think their business should be impacted by some city ordinance to save a tree on private property that the owner may want to just have it removed or have it topped.
Right. As a matter of fact, that reminds me, you know what I'd like to do, Dan, is take a commercial break and then come back and finish our discussion. Can you do that? Can you hold on?
No problem. We can talk about water, whatever you want.
I
got all the time in the day.
I'm looking forward to retirement. But I want to get to the water. We were talking about the trees on, I informed Dan that the trees on Annapurna Street, the star pines,
stone pines,
have water boxes, and he wasn't even aware of that. So we'll talk a little bit about the drought, but the tree companies, can they get fined?
They can
get fined. And then we can do this when we come back, but wasn't there also some arborist who was really doing tremendous battle with the city and the current or then city arborist, not you? Wasn't that some guy we talked to? Let's talk about that again when we come back. We're talking with Dan Condon, who sounds like a real good old boy, you know? It sounds kind of like the guy come by and just kind of, oh, shucks kind of guy. Yeah, you can leave the tree. We could prune the tree. You sound like a nice guy. And you lasted for 23 years. That sounds like a good run, Dan. So Dan Condon, retired Santa Barbara City arborist. We'll take a quick break and come back, and I'll ask him if there's such a thing as a crotchless tree.